USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House now considering a massive economic stimulus bill to try to help Americans and businesses in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. The roughly $2 trillion measure was passed unanimously by the U.S. Senate on Wednesday. Now it's before the House, where Majority Leader Steny Hoyer called it a challenging and unprecedented time in history.
This legislation represents a bipartisan resolve to meet the coronavirus challenge head on. It represents a focus on families and workers.
A second top official in the British government is dealing with the coronavirus, Health Secretary Matt Hancock, announcing on Twitter he has tested positive for it. His announcement coming soon after Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that he has tested positive for coronavirus as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Department of Agriculture says it's trying to make it easier to feed children during this pandemic. As Secretary Sonny Perdue said yesterday, there will be changes removing administrative roadblocks for those who serve meals. The changes allow parents or guardians to take meals home to their kids and also applies to seniors and people with disabilities. Walgreens has begun drive-through shopping during the virus outbreak. The drugstore chain says shoppers can now pull up to the drive-through window and ask for a menu of available items, not just prescriptions. Legendary Harlem Globetrotter Fred Curley Neal has passed away. For over 20 years, the basketball legend displayed some pretty slick dribbling skills while sporting his signature shaved head and bright smile. He became the face of the team as he played in over 6,000 games across 97 countries. Curley Neal was 77. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some breaking news is Attorney General William Barr is telling federal prisons to send some inmates home. Yesterday, he directed the Bureau of Prisons to increase home confinement for older inmates and those with underlying health conditions as another way of trying to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The U.S. Space Force has launched its first satellite. The new military branch conducting a national security space launch from Cape Canaveral yesterday. The United Launch Alliance rocket putting a military communication satellite into orbit the U.S. Space Force had started last December under an order from President Trump. Britain's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have reportedly left Canada and are now staying in Los Angeles. People magazine says they're living in a secluded compound, and they stay inside due to the lockdown anyway. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex left the UK for British Columbia last January, and they're officially stepping down from their royal duties effective this upcoming Tuesday. And Barack Obama is praising Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying he's been educating people about the coronavirus. The former president left a comment during a live question-and-answer session that Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors was holding with Dr. Fauci. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.